Hi, everybody. Dave Hodges here. As you know me, I'm the host of the Common Sense Show, but that's not my role here. And you know that Doug Thornton can't be far behind when I say that. What are we? Well, the American Vindictive Show combined with the Common Sense Show. We are the Doug and Dave Intel Report, and we got a lot of stuff for you, people. This is, I mean, we actually are going through a reduction program here in terms of how much we can cover in one show, but we're going to do our best. For me, brought to you by Noble Gold. And all I got to say is this: I interviewed yesterday the sales manager, the VP in charge of sales for Noble Gold. Man, did he nail the interview. Check that out over on YouTube. And also, it's going to go out on our podcast next week. And we talked about the banks are in trouble, and you absolutely need to protect yourself. No retirement in the bank whatsoever. Let Noble Gold take care of that for you. Also, too, you need to limit how much cash you have in the bank, because you're going to wake up one day, it's going to be gone. So Noble Gold can help you. Now, I'm supposed to tell you, hey, there's no guarantees, and the federal government wants me to tell you that. We agree with that. I'm not mocking the warning. We agree with it. But the biggest warning should be what the banks can do to you under Dodd-Frank. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com, put in your email, and I will send you a free information packet with Noble Gold's number on it. I would absolutely move to do something before the end of this week. That's how critical I think this is. The Federal Reserve is showing signs of cracking up. The banks are in trouble, 66 on the warning list, and people tell me it should be about 6,000 on the warning list. Do it today, DaveHodgesGold.com. Doug, you got a training coming up, don't you?
Yeah, we got a little bit of training coming up. Teleco Plains. Just want to let people know we will be possibly adding more training throughout the year. We're reevaluating our schedule,
Good.
seeing if there's anything else that we can touch base with, add into the schedule, and hopefully provide a little bit of relief for people. And for all the ladies out there, we have a women's only course that's at the end of September. Strongly advise. If you are a female, you need to work on how to use your firearm, how to deal with people in a violent encounter. If you want to learn how to defend your home, defend yourself, work in teams, be able to fellowship with other women, it'll be a women's only course with just the Vindictive Solutions team. And we'll have a good time, Lord, out there. But outside of that, get prepped and stay ready.
Absolutely. Where can people go to find out about this?
VindictiveSolutions.com. That's where all the information's
Okay,
at.
very good. Outstanding. Well, Doug, I'm going to let you just go through the index of things that we're going to try to cover one at a time.
Dave, that is so very nice of you. Start off with something kind of funny. Maybe not. Japanese scientists achieve breakthrough in lab-grown meat. Now mimicking real meat's texture and structure, the milestone could allegedly lead to sustainable steaks, fish, and more. Yummy. Can't wait. You'll have the bugs and you'll have the fake meat.
And coming to a 15-minute city near you.
Dude, I'm telling you, Judge Dredd is becoming the reality of the world. Reconstituted meat, completely locked down in your mega cities. You own nothing. You'll love it. You'll be enslaved. What more could you want? Except for Christ.
No, they told us. Yeah, thank you for saying that. The EU came out today and said they're just about done developing lab-grown milk, and they're ready to put that out.
That
You
is so
Europeans,
nasty.
you drink and eat this crap, you get the government you deserve.
Yeah, that's nasty. I mean, it almost hurled last year when I was reading one of these things that Bill Gates talked about using roach milk. I'm like, this is disgusting.
Okay, we can't go any further. I haven't eaten dinner yet.
Dude, I'm telling you, these people are insane. This is demonic. This is satanic. They don't want you to drink pure raw milk that's not touched. That's where we do. We travel an hour south from where we live, and we probably once a week go and pick up 4 gallons of milk because this family's heavy milk drinkers, mainly this guy. And that's what we do. You have no idea what's in this stuff, what they put into it. You'll see that it says like added vitamins to the milk, ultra pasteurized, superheated, clean, bull crap. I don't believe any of that, man. I'll believe what comes out of the cow.
Okay, before I go on a permanent diet, what's the next item?
there was an ongoing active shooter in Uppsala, Sweden. Didn't get to really find out anything else about what happened. Hopefully no one was hurt. But the police were searching for the shooter, who got away on an electric scooter. Indian observers claim that the Indian Air Force warplanes are conducting recon sorties across the Kashmir's line of control and international boundary on the Indian side following the sixth night of border clashes. As predicted, India has closed four water spaces for its own naval exercises, and at the same time, Pakistan responded by doing naval exercises, and then India responded by launching off cruise missiles into the air. There's a close proximity of the exercises for both countries. Literally, they're maybe a couple nautical miles away from each other. The exercise of both countries will run at the same time. It's going on right now.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. It's a big problem, but I don't think it's going to be confined to these two nations. But remember, people, both nations are nuclear armed.
Absolutely. And both heads of the nations right now, you and I were just talking about this, Dave. They're both ready to go at it. I mean, let me read you a report that was just posted earlier today from one of the, I believe it was a Pakistani official. Pakistan has credible intelligence that India intends to launch a military strike within the next 24 to 36 hours using the Pahalgam incident as a false pretext. Any act of aggression will be met with a decisive response. India will be fully responsible for any serious consequences in the region. And then responded India. Here's the report. India has rapidly deployed high-frequency jamming systems to disrupt. Now, we've talked about this a few times, but it's actually being applied right now. They've deployed high-frequency jamming systems to disrupt the Global Navigation Satellite System, the GNSS signals, including GPS, GLONASS, and Baidu, with aims to degrade Pakistan's situational awareness, navigational capabilities, and precision-guided munitions capability. One of the things that you're going to do before you attack another country is you're going to blind them. You're going to make them deaf, mute, blind. You're going to attack all of their electronic senses and also typically hit the grid. I don't know if they'll hit the grid in Pakistan or not. I mean, they very well might, and I don't know if they're connected or not. But I thought when I saw that, I was like, holy crap, here we go. So both forces have been getting into clashes for, I think, this six, seven nights in a row now. Both India and Pakistan are moving tons of military equipment and personnel to these lines of soon to be combat, these lines of control. And both sides are kind of in a Mexican standoff right now. They're saying, if you pull the trigger, we pull the trigger. So I don't know if someone will be able to sue for peace for this. I haven't seen America try to step in yet to find a peaceful resolution. I haven't seen Russia step in yet to find a peaceful resolution. And it's interesting because both America and Russia have assets in both India and also Pakistan. I have not heard anything from China, but China is on Pakistan's side.
Yes.
Russia is on India's side. India does trade with China, but militarily they have confrontations on their line of control. And then, of course, America and India are also kind of allies. Maybe we'll repair that again. So it's very interesting. Both sides are nuclear. Both sides are talking about using nuclear weapons. So I think it could go bad quick.
I think that's the weapon of last resort there, hopefully. Let me just cover this with you here. I've got credible information coming out of that region that basically Trump has won. With the trade wars, thousands of factories have shut down in China. Hundreds of thousands, if not a couple of million workers are out of work. Other factories are scaling back if they've not closed. And it's because of what's going on with the tariffs. It's also because of China's internal factors. I would say it's this way. 20% is what Trump is doing. 80% is the Chinese mismanagement of their economy. And this was coming anyway. We have protests and riots in many major cities in China. Xi Jinping, it's not a secret, he's going after 1,300 command officers in China, and that's been ongoing. Some people that were in their Politburo, top of the heap for the CCP, Two of them are missing and have not been seen for weeks. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in China. The young people are not assuming work positions, mostly because the CCP did away with the tutoring industry that allowed the middle class to raise their test scores and get into prestigious universities like our equivalent to the Ivy League so they could get well-paying jobs. And they've had that blocked. And the CCP are protecting their avenue for their own kids with no competition. And this has been a huge deal to the young adults. And it's estimated, there's a phrase, by the way, they use called let it rot. And the young adults are staying at home with their parents as domestic engineers rather than going to work. And the estimates vary. I've read as high as 70%. I've read it's probably closer to 40 to 50%, but it doesn't matter because right there, you've got a major labor issue going on inside of China right now. You got to know that the Chinese military is not happy with Xi, with the purge that he is enacting. He's acting more like Mao every day, without the mass murder yet. And what do dictators do when they're backed into a corner? They go to war. And Doug, this I'm going to bring this right back into what you're reporting. Would it surprise me in the least if China didn't get involved on Pakistan's side? And then we have a domino effect, and this is where World War III could start.
Yeah, and that's interesting because China can levy a very large military force very quickly. And now Israel is gathering with hints saying that they are possibly willing to throw down on India's side. So it's interesting.
The
We'll know within the next 24
dominoes
hours,
are
36
falling.
hours.
But you know what's interesting is Trump seems to be oblivious, and I'm not criticizing him, but he's not even addressing the India-Pakistan situation. He's got tunnel vision with regard to getting the Ukraine war stopped. In fact, a really, I think it's a bad deal for the U.S., but we just entered into a minerals agreement
Yes.
today with Ukraine. They finally came and signed something, but I've been told it doesn't really favor America. But I think it's a necessary first step to stop the war. And I think Trump was willing to make that concession. But that's where Trump is focused. He's not focused on India and Pakistan. And I got to tell you, if you're going to pull in Israel and you're going to pull in China, okay, Russia, I don't think is going to come into this right away because they're stretched to the hilt. I don't think militarily they can come into this. Unless it's nuclear and they get involved on that level, but their ground forces, I don't think can get involved, but I do think North Korea can get involved.
I think
And
Afghanistan might get pulled in. Afghanistan might go over there because the Taliban is now who are in charge, and they may actually go over there and help support Pakistan. So
interesting. And
it's
I'll tell you why that's interesting, because we've obviously struck a deal with the Taliban to go back into Bagram Air Base. And we're there because it's an hour away from Chinese nuclear missile silos. What's going to happen to our forces that are going into Bagram?
I don't know. I mean, if we made any type of deal with the Taliban, I'm sure it would go somewhere along the lines of stay off our base. We won't hit you with a Hellfire missile while you're sleeping. So
You got
maybe
to
that.
believe there's a hands-off deal, but here's the deal. Bagram could be Trump's silent response to this whole crisis because
Yes.
where is China's nuclear weapons? 1 hour from that base. That's where most of their land-based
Yes.
weapons are.
I was talking to an old military friend of mine, and he said that we currently have, I think he said it's around 7 to 13 different ways to strike inside of China. And he's kind of a higher level in the army, and he was telling me there's multiple ways. We've got stuff staged all around the place. So if that's true, then I can only imagine China has done the same thing to us some way, somehow. But speaking of Ukraine, listen to this. Zelensky hinted at a strike on the Victory Day parade in Moscow when Xi Jinping from China and Putin will be there at the same time, along with, I think, 80 other world leaders, planned for May 9th. He said,
Oh.
we are choosing precisely those pain points in Russia that will most prompt Moscow to diplomacy. Now they are worried that their parade is in question, and they are right to be worried. But they should be worried that this war is continuing they must end the war.
Crimea will be the major trading piece right there.
I mean, I don't know how stupid of a man you can be, but I can only imagine our people, the West, the U.S., are talking to Zelensky right now, and either we are telling them we will assist you with striking on the same day as this military parade, or we will assist you in intelligence gathering and satellites and, you know, command control stuff. But the mere fact that this man is, I mean, that's kind of suicidal, because here's one thing I was going to read to you. Let's talk about North Korea real quick.
Well, before you leave this, do you think it's possible that Trump told Zelensky when they met at the Pope's funeral, do you think he told him, you got until May 9th? Okay, and we'll help you, but we want to get out of this. You got to cooperate with us, make it look like you're the guy that wants peace, because that first step got taken today with the minerals agreement, and that Trump's sending a clear message to Putin: we will come in on Zelensky's side if you don't come to the table and end this.
Once again, it's kind of political suicide, a potential suicide, because I mean that's their victory day for when they defeated the SS. And that's also a symbolic thing for part of the Ukrainian military, who is still all Heil Hitler and all that. So I don't know. It's
you know what's really interesting? Have you ever heard of the Naumann plot? Naumann. He was one of the top officials, not well known. He was up there with Bormann and the rest of them in the Hitler's Third Reich. And Naumann actually orchestrated a lot of the escape of Nazis. He laid down disinformation. Bormann's dead. He took cyanide. We know Bormann died in Argentina. And Hitler probably died in Indonesia if you look at the Hunting Hitler series. But the bottom line is they put, and this is just coming out now, they put this Fourth Reich group of Naumann, and he finally got released from custody. And really interesting story, but he had Nazi senior figures around him. And in 1952, they had 77 ex-Nazi officials in the legislature of West Germany. And you got to believe this continued. And then you look at, you've got Ukraine tied to the Nazis with the Azov Battalion. We know about that. Do you think that the Nazis are alive and well and having some role in all that's going on in the Ukraine war?
The Nazis never went away.
Okay, there you go.
I mean,
that's my position.
It was a political ideology, just like a lot of the others that were fighting. And it morphed into this really kind of unknown creature where it took on its own religious standpoint. And it did not go away. I mean, many of them came here. We still had a Nazi party in America until the 1970s. And once again, if you're voting in support of Ukraine, with the knowledge of the Azov Battalion, the dedication to Stefan Bandera, I can only assume by the totality of all the information that we got that you support that crap. And Germany is, they're gung-ho. I mean, they want to save the remnant of the SS, which is the Ukraine. So it's interesting.
You know what's interesting? Think about who is behind Trump's second impeachment. Vindman. Okay, and all these people that were in the Atlantic Council that's headed up by seven ex-CIA directors, they were clearly involved in the Russian dossier, and Vindman should be in prison right now. But you know what's really interesting about this is they were supporting Ukraine to the point where they sent in snipers to kill Russian proxies that were running the Ukrainian government in 2014. I did an article on it called Snipers on the Roof, and when you look at this, you had our people, CIA-oriented, in the Atlantic Council, which is a deep state organization in America, working directly with the Nazis in Ukraine to rid themselves of Russian proxy officials running the Ukraine government. I don't think that ever stopped. What do you think?
No, I don't think it stopped. And I think it's interesting that most, if not, if I'm correct, all the people who have attempted to assassinate Donald Trump are very staunch Ukrainian supporters too. So there's a connection there. There's a definite
assassination number two certainly fits that.
Yeah, listen to this though. Let's talk about North Korea and Russia real quick. The head of the DPRK, okay, so we got Kim Jong-un, who says the Russia-Ukrainian war had activated the Article 4 of the Russia-North Korea Treaty, which meant North Korea had to go and provide military assistance against Ukraine. The head of the DPRK military delegation called the liberation of the Kursk region a victory of justice over pure evil. The Lieutenant General Park Yong-tu, the second, noted that these events opened a new page in history, which showed a strange military partnership between the DPRK, which is North Korea, and the Russian Federation. So I don't know if that was like, hey, favor for favor, we're building you new stuff, send us some bodies and some of the stuff that we've given you, the rockets, drones, ammunition, weapons, send them back to us, and we will resend you what we got. But now that you have this, whole new rush of North Korean soldiers that are getting there, it's we had an interesting conversation the other night, me and a couple of guys, and it was, how are they going to have to rebrainwash these guys when they get back to North Korea, when they find out that, Kim Jong-un's not a god, North Korea is not the strongest country in the world, and there's a whole nother world out there. Because you can't, they're not going to let that knowledge get back into the military and be back into North Korea. They strongman, they control all that knowledge. So I would not be surprised if many of those soldiers from North Korea had a not a good welcome home, or they were kept there until they died. Wouldn't be surprised.
Well, either way, whatever military they have in North Korea will be China's proxy and whatever's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Let's keep moving down. I'll leave the Netanyahu stuff for last, but Saudi Arabia and Qatar are saying that they're going to repay serious debt to the World Bank. It's interesting that Saudi Arabia, and now even Qatar, are starting to come about, and they're starting to do this unification between the Shia and the Sunni Muslims within the Middle East. And it seems like there is a gathering of the storm of the Islamic nations, and they're all what appears to be encircling Israel. So this is very interesting that this is happening. Democratic State Representative Nick Schultz, this is kind of segueing, but blocked a bill making it a felony to buy 16 and 17-year-olds for sex because the bill is not equitable and needs to make sense. So teenagers are not protected because, once again, of a Democrat. House Republicans propose a $80 billion bill for mass deportations, including $45 billion for detention facilities and $8 billion to hire 10,000 new ICE agents. We already talked about the Department of Treasury, the Reconstruction Investment Fund in Ukraine. All right, let's move on to this next bit. All right, so this is some breaking news that's been coming out, and this is all being quoted about Netanyahu. So coming from Netanyahu, he said, "We prevented Tehran from saving Assad. We sent fighter jets to intercept Iranian planes to Damascus, which were intended to rescue former Bashar al-Assad. The only way to prevent Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons is to neutralize its enrichment capacity entirely, including for civilian use. The U.S. must bring ballistic missiles into the nuclear deal. This is our requirement." Note that both the U.S. and Iran had decided to not include Iran's missile program into this nuclear deal. I think that's very interesting. Netanyahu also said, "I'm in close contact with the United States. I hope this is what the negotiators will do. Dismantle Iran's entire nuclear facilities and impose restrictions on Iran's ballistic missiles program. I told President Trump, one way or another, Iran will not have nuclear weapons." So there you have it. No peace.
So much for the peace meetings.
Yeah, so much for it.
That's
Yeah,
crazy.
you've got multiple, right now we've got multiple engagements, future engagements that are happening, many with our allies and people that we do business with. So let's name them real quick. You got the South China Sea stuff. You've got Pakistan, India. I'm trying to navigate this in my head. Pakistan, India, where potentially China and Israel want to get involved. You've got Iran versus Israel, where we want to get involved. Israel versus Syria and Turkey. Then you have Saudi Arabia saying that they want to now work with Iran, and Saudi Arabia and Qatar, who say they want to now work with Syria and help pay their debt. Also, don't forget, just last week, Saudi Arabia and I think four or five other of these Islamic countries in that area said that they will not allow the United States to use their country as a launching off point to strike Iran. That should be a big, big eye opener, because these were places where we could kind of do what we wanted for a while, and now we're not. And then we've
Does
got the
that include
stuff.
Jordan?
No, Jordan is not involved in that.
Because Jordan is, I know for a fact, because I had a family member involved. Before we went into Iraq, we were putting bases in Jordan to strike Iraq with. And listen, I know the story behind this. I know it inside and out. And Jordan has always been friendly to the U.S. military. That's why I asked the question. I would look for Jordan to be engaged again. And I don't think the Saudis are going to follow through with Iran because ultimately that's a losing hand. I think they're pressuring the United States to get military aid, and this is their trump card, pun intended.
Well, I think the next military package that was just offered to the Saudis was what,
$300 billion, yeah,
$300 billion?
exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're here to save money, Doge. We'll just spend money everywhere else, though.
I think they're there to reappropriate the money.
We'll see, man. Trump said that he was going to get us out of wars. Why are we agreeing to get into more? That's just a question of mine. This whole Ukraine-Russia deal. I mean, the administration has said that they're about ready to just back out of the entire thing because nobody wants peace and nobody will agree. And whatever the United States says, this is what Ukraine and Russia should agree on. Then you have the European nations, their leaders, who are saying, we won't agree to that. And you also have Zelensky going around NATO, going around Trump, and going to these other European nations saying, we just need to create our own military. And we just need to leave America out of it. So it's interesting. The tail of the tape will probably be this fall, seeing what happens this fall. Back here, home side, May Day is just in what, 2 days now? It's May 2nd. There's 900 different protests slash potential riots that we are bracing for impact for on that day. And that's just what is scheduled. We have no idea what will be a direct confrontation, which will be from Antifa, the BLM, the true domestic terrorists. That's their call for action, direct action stuff. So this summer is going to be one of those things where, like, you're going to see in America what the pace is going to be like for the next 3.5 years. It'll be this summer. We'll know what it's going to be like.
I don't think we're going to be waiting until the summer in India and Pakistan. You can't keep that level of mobilization alive without acting. Either you got to disassemble or you have to attack.
Oh, I don't disagree with you. Here, listen to this. This is another one you'll love to hear about. Let's hear about another call for violence. Democratic Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker raised his eyebrows over the weekend, urging mobs to take to the streets against President Donald Trump's agenda, fueling accusations he has issued a call for acts of violence. He says it's time to fight everywhere and all at once. Never before in my life have I called for mass protests, for mobilization, for disruption, but I am now. These Republicans cannot know a moment of peace. Interesting.
Well, you're really walking a fine line there if you're Pritzker about being an antagonist towards treason. You really, I mean, well, let me tell you what's happening in Illinois. This is not making news, but it's discussed locally in Chicago. We know that the CJNG and the TDA, they're going to war with American gangs. They're trying to take them over, and they're exterminating any opposition. And the center of this, Doug, is in Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago is almost lost. Chicago is almost lost. Hey, here's a great idea. You remember when California decided that they should make illegal aliens police officers? Well,
Yes.
listen to this report. Illegal alien police officer charged with raping a woman with mental disorder. We've lost our minds in America. We have completely lost it. I'm not trying to be hyperbolic when I say this, but here's the next statement. Pennsylvania school board votes to unanimously return graphic LGBT, whatever, 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 imaginary fairy tale people, books back to the library. So in the Radnor Township School District, is that near Philadelphia, I think? You have the school district board that voted unanimously to restore several of the notorious sexually explicit books back into the high school library. Let me ask you this question. Can we trust the politicians, the Republicans? Can we trust the Democrats?
My answer is a little complicated, Doug, and it's something that you've brought up before. And I've been dealing with this issue that since 2008 in that presidential race between McCain and Obama. There's the old guard of the New World Order, and it's exclusively satanic. And then there's the people who'd like to rule the world, and I won't describe them as satanic, but their love of power, their greed, their avarice, and their immorality is on display. The first group wants to exterminate humanity on their terms. The second group doesn't have that as a goal, but they don't care who gets in the way of their need for power. It's something we should really explore in more detail at some point. And I'm absolutely convinced that the Trump administration is part of the second group. And if there's a moral base within that group, it probably comes from the Trump administration. Trump has shown deference to the welfare of Americans in many areas. That makes him one of the good guys, and otherwise, what I think is a despicable organization. And the world's aligning along these lines. Do you know who's opposing the old world order? This is kind of interesting. I look at this, it's the BRICS nations. They want away from debt-based currency with total central bank control, and they want to go gold-backed currency, period. Screw you. We're not doing what you tell us. With the Bank of International Settlements. And I'll even give you a name, Rothschilds, for the first group. And you know my feeling. Those people are DNA descendants of the interbreeding between fallen angels in Genesis 6, verse 4, and earthly women. And it says in Genesis, and they were there afterward. After what? After the flood, because that's the next phrase in the Bible. So I think this is a satanic new world order, but it's the old guard. It's the one that Obama serves. And I think it's the one that's largely taken over the Democratic Party. Okay,
Well,
I just said a mouthful, and I know we hadn't talked about bringing this up, but you landed on that square, Doug. I had to, I had to jump your king and say, okay, now you get to exactly. You get to come back with a response. But you have mentioned yourself that you think there's two versions, two flavors of the New World Order.
yeah, you've got the current and you've got the rising. And that just goes back to Matthew 24, with Jesus saying that you'll have kingdom versus kingdom. You've got the oil industry versus the technocratic industry. You've got the liberal mindset versus the aggressive conservative mindset. Neither of these, honestly, are Christian, not in their true tenets by following Jesus. They like to say they are. Both go to church, right? Obama went to church, Biden went to church, Trump went to church. George Bush went to church. They all go to church, but they do not have the true fruits of it. And that's just my opinion of it. And they show it by the way they do things around the world, yoking themselves up with things that the Bible clearly says don't yoke yourself up with these type of reprehensible things or reprobates or murder or Yeah, I could go on and on, but this is what I would tell you. The whole world lies in the evil one. There is not a good political side. You will have people say, I can stave off a little bit of time if I go to this side, and you're being played just like the other side. In my mind, you have an openly aggressive to the point that it doesn't make sense. Everyone's going to hate you. Everything that you're doing right now is adverse to what humanity should want. We shouldn't be eating bugs. Kids shouldn't be looking at porn in school. You shouldn't be wanting to kill infants in the womb or after they've been born. We shouldn't want to drop bombs on everybody just because we disagree with each other. And you shouldn't want to try and, rule the world because you think you're a princeling or something. But the whole world lies in the evil one. You have satanic influences left and right. All right. You could go to the Bilderberg. You can go to the G7 summit. You can go to the WEF. You can go to the
CERN. Don't forget
WO.
CERN. Don't forget
You
CERN.
can go to CERN. You can go to Bohemian Grove. It doesn't matter. All of these people who want power, they're influenced. And my friends, they are not influenced by Jesus. And you will know them by their fruits. And they're showing it. One envies lust and destruction and darkness. The other one envies power, control, and wealth. Neither of these are tenets of a true Christian, but yet they'll say they are. So one of the things that I try to warn people about all the time, Dave, you try to warn people about all the time. For one thing, know who you're going to vote for. Actually know them. Secondly, you need to learn a little bit of politics. You need to read the news every now and then. I'm not saying be overwhelmed in it. I'm not saying live in your phone and live on doomsday. What I'm saying is be observant. Don't be the ostrich with his head in the sand. All right. You need to know the world that you're in, but not be of that world. We are to stand apart and be different. And when you start down this road, Dave, of allowing domestic terrorism inside schools and teaching them, when you are allowing for these reprehensible reprobates to be in contact with our children and you support that, what you tell me is one thing, you are against God. Secondly, you're against the Constitution because none of those things is what an ethical Christian or what an American ever stood for. Hence, I think we lost this country a long, long time ago. And you have powers of control that will manipulate. We'll do a little bit of war over here, and we'll do a little bit of war over here. And hey, Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, send me some of your worst, and we'll talk afterwards on the side about money. And why don't you bomb us a little bit? We know what's going to happen. Go ahead and load up in the planes, hit our towers, then we'll come and invade the people you don't like. And then your oil prices will get, a little bit spicier. Same thing's
Maybe,
happening in Ukraine.
yeah, that's a scenario. I don't know that it's a given, but I will say this. Okay, we don't travel down that same parallel line of belief, except in this area. Government is the enemy of all people, and it's the duty of an informed citizenry to put guardrails and limits on their government they live under. That part, I think we're in complete harmony on. I do think someone asked me this question the other day. How many people in Congress do you think are good people worthy of our support? And I said, oh, 8, 10% on a good day.
Yeah,
That
maybe.
might be too high. Yeah, that might be too high.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, here's one of the problems though, and I'm gonna read a quote, and I think it's still true from a couple thousand years ago. Right now, what you have growing, especially in Christianity, but more so across the world, is this need for intellectualism. And there's nothing wrong with being smart. There's nothing wrong with being book smart. There's nothing wrong with having a few degrees and applying yourself, challenging yourself. But there's an overwhelming problem with the intellectuals that are out there who are hell-bent on power and control, and they don't like the average working man, and they'll never involve themselves in the wars that they will start. Here's this quote: "There is no need for physical strength. I'm an intellectual." And now I'll combat that with this quote from Thucydides. "The society that separates its scholars from its warriors will have its thinking done by cowards and its fighting done by fools. We're pretty much there, in my opinion. We're pretty much there. All this rhetoric from all these politicians that I think 1% actually served in the military, maybe even half of that 1% were in a combat role. They are more than willing, man, to send people like us, to send people like your son, Dave, to war, to be maimed, to be killed, so that their pockets get heavier and heavier with someone else's blood money. And
don't disagree with that.
It's influencing the world. It's what influences every American election. I'm sick and tired of it. I served my country. I'm a patriot, but I'm a Christian first, and I follow my God first. And I have to say it when I see it. We are not a Christian nation. We don't have the tenets and fruits of it. You have a lot of Christians in America, and a lot of those Christians need to revisit the Bible.
Well,
but right now, man, we are inching so close to an absolute world war. And there are so many antichrists. There are so many people out there that are cult leaders. And look what happened with, you know, Spain, Portugal, part of France. You and I were talking about this before we went on. When they all lost power due to some phenomena of the weather, man, if that lasted a couple of weeks, it would change the dynamics of that country. It would change the dynamics of the country. Just a couple of weeks.
I said, I think it's two possibilities there. I want to focus on that for a minute. The takedown of those grids were so complete. I thought maybe it was a beta test for an attack on the American grid, because we have talked about how the American grid's going to be targeted. Or it could be because they know, they're saying now the cause was failure of the solar plants. They're saying that's the primary cause now. If that's the case, we could be going through a magnetosphere reversal. And I don't know how quickly it would happen, but there's a time during the reversal where you're vulnerable to solar forces like the solar wind, corona mass ejections, and it could have shown up here in the takedown of the solar. And I do think there is pretty good evidence to suggest the magnetosphere is beginning to flip. I just don't know how rapid it's going to be. But Doug, I don't know if this was a beta test or if it was a natural phenomena. But also, too, just below Spain and Portugal is something that I believe is connected to the reversal of the magnetosphere, and it's called the South Atlantic Anomaly. And it disrupts everything it goes over. And people say, Bermuda Triangle, I think it's related to that, too. And if that ever comes over North America, we're in big trouble, and it's just due south of Portugal and Spain. So yeah. I think there's a lot we don't know yet, but clearly Earth changes are on the move. We had to move true north about 15 years ago, 1 degree for the north-south runways in North America. And that's a different deal. The magnetosphere flip is different than a pole shift. And a pole shift is not going to go 180 degrees. A lot of people think that's not true. A magnetosphere could, but a pole shift, you get 4 degrees of shifting, you're going to get an ice age. And we think we've had about a degree. I used to have foreign exchange students, Doug, about, 2006 to around 2012. I heard this a lot. And we're talking Sweden, Germany, the UK, Italy, Russia. They told me their professors in their home countries were all saying one day we're going to have to all migrate to Africa because of the pole shift that's going on. Then they said they didn't know if it was going to be in their lifetime or not. They weren't sure. But we never talk about this stuff here, but the Europeans sure as heck talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's still well talked about. I do remember hearing stuff about this. And, you know, the pole shift is something that's been talked about left and right. I'm not a freaking scientist, so I can only, you know, ascertain the information that comes out and do my best to just, you know, study what I can. But you have Bill Gates and the other ilk that's out there in the UK that are bringing this new dimming the sun program where they're going to spray the skies. And RFK Jr. just came out and said, we know who's been spraying the skies over America. It's DARPA. And we're going to launch an investigation on whoever has done this. And we are going to potentially prosecute them. And so
there's a corollary here. This is something that I read, and it was commonly published at the time that I read this, that we're getting 18% less sunlight than we did since the 1980s, and it's affecting crop yield. Did you ever come across that, Doug? This is probably, I want to say, 3, 4 years ago.
Well, I remember whenever I was still going to college, they were talking about this, the carbon footprints and how to lessen your carbon footprint. And I don't know exactly where truth is and lies start, but we're obviously damaging our planet. We're damaging our soil and our water more than we are, I think, our skies. Because the biggest carbon footprint in the world is the ocean. And I don't think we're going to try and drive the ocean anytime soon. But I will say this is it's all used for depopulation measures. Every
True.
single bit of it, man.
Well, that's okay. Stop right there. Let's do a link. Connect a dot here. Okay. The old version of the New World Order, the Rothschilds, central banking, all that crap, they're very satanic. And what I learned from Vance Davis, former NSA trained at NATO, they tried to force Vance's group, he was in charge of, to use occultic connections to learn about advanced technologies. And they were imitating what the Nazis had done. And Vance said, hell no, I'm out of here. When Vance was being trained, and this is in the late 80s, Vance said they told us a secular version of Genesis 6. Good guys, bad guys fought in the cosmos, bad guys lost. They were cast to Earth. And to get back at the creator, they wanted to steal the soul, but they couldn't crack the code. So they settled on morphing human beings to an unrecognizable form and depopulating as much as possible. Well, this is called transhumanism. And this is way, but this is 1988. Vance wrote a book about this and he was out of the military. He called it Unbroken Promises. And he's describing transhumanism to a T. And this is about 10 to 12 years in advance of the use of the term. So, long story short, Doug, I think that what we're looking at here is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy with regard to intentions of the fallen angels and Satan.
Well, once again, we go back to this. The whole world lies in the evil one. The whole world is at combat with itself in terms of, we're talking about the magnetosphere, the pole shift. We know that the Bible says that the world will reel and rock like a drunkard, like a drunken man. So the world will do this. So perilous times are coming. I mean, I say it every single week. And it's the only thing that's true anymore. It's the word of God. It's the only thing that's true anymore. I don't know which side is trying to tell the lie over the other lie, but I just know that the Lord told us all these crazy things are going to happen, and man, it's happening.
Run through the litany. What are we in for in a Reader's Digest recantation? What do you think it's gonna what do you think's gonna happen generally?
Well, we know that there'll be wars. There'll be rumors of wars. Families will be split. They'll turn on each other. There will be a rise of a huge false Christ-like movement. And that's the great apostasia. People will chase you down, hunt you down, kill you, make you martyrs, imprison you, thinking that they're doing it for God. And hence, people are going from a Paul back to a Saul. Let me just read to you exactly what the master says. This is Matthew 24, starting at verse 4. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you. First and foremost, do not be deceived. For many will come in my name," like this one crazy dude who's, saying he's an Egyptian American, that he is Buddha, he is Muhammad, he is Jesus, he is Peter, he is the real Pope. And he collects blood from all of his members and he puts it in their own little false ark of the covenant. It is out of this world crazy. He is a form of an antichrist, but he's not the antichrist. Let me continue. "For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. But Jesus says, 'See that you are not troubled.'" Don't be troubled by these things. Don't be in fear. Don't start panic buying. Don't start digging 12 feet down and laying concrete because you're afraid the nukes are going to stop flying. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginnings of sorrow. It's the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. That's if you endure in your faith in Jesus, you shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come.
Well, the next part of this, though, too, is this. If Jesus didn't return, there'd be no flesh left alive. And I got to tell you, Doug, I got an ominous feeling about AI with the wording of the word, the use of the word flesh.
Hey, man, it's all on the table. When the Lord says that men's hearts will fail them of fear of things that are coming up upon this earth, I don't know what that's going to be, but I know that you have the locust trapped in the pit, and the angel Abaddon is the one in charge of it, and he will be loosed, and they will torment the world for what I think it's 6 months. Just go ahead and expect everything, every kind of monster, every kind of creepy crawly, all the dangerous thoughts that people like to, you know, go out and murder people on. Everything bad that has ever happened will happen, and it'll be worse. Because Jesus said it will be worse than the days of Noah. It'll be like the days of Noah. But when you continue to read on in the perilous times, what he's talking about is a time that the world has never seen what's about to happen. That means no one can prepare for it. There's not a government that can stock up enough arms or food or munitions, build enough manpower for their military. The technocrats can't reach Mars and escape. I know that's one thing Trump just talked about. We're going to plant a flag on Mars and colonize it. That's great. I love the expansion of space because I'm a kid at heart. But you're not going to escape God's judgment. And it's not meant for his people. But God's judgment will happen. The world can't escape it. The fallen angels won't escape it. The demons won't escape it. Satan won't escape it. And they all know and they believe it will happen. And what's crazy is that this will come to a state and point that the entire world will be religious. The entire world will accept the religion, will accept a idol, the beast, or they will accept Christ. You'll either take the mark of the beast or you will not take the mark. You will be secured by the angels of God. They will put that on your forehead. This is mine. Don't touch this one.
Now, I hear you. That's a good note to end on. I think that's very,
just
very
read your
straightforward
Bibles, Christians.
I think it's very straightforward in the warning for humanity. You have to ask yourself, why are your judges supporting satanic cartel members? And they're all satanic folks. If you looked into their being, why are the judges protecting these people at your expense? This is called a Maoist cultural revolution. It's crazy what's happening. But anyway, with that note, we're out of time. The American Vindictus Show.com, right? And you're on Rumble, YouTube, and so forth. And
absolutely.
Okay. And then the commonsenseshow.com, sign up for our newsletter, one-stop shopping. You'll get it. Just go to the commonsenseshow.com. And we're on wherever podcasts play, and we're doing well. Thank you for your support, and thank you for joining us here on the Doug and Dave Intel Report. Doug, good training. Let's hope you get a lot of well-intentioned Americans ready for what's coming. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us here, and we'll see you back here again next time.